Lost Identity. A lady who could not remember her identity spent years in an Australian detention center for illegal immigrants. Eventually, it was discovered she was a citizen of that country. Facebook is a place where people can put personal details and chat with friends over the web. Millions of people worldwide are registered. It has now been discovered that it may be open to identity fraud. Bank accounts can be opened and houses bought in the name of stolen identities. There are many cases where similar fraud has taken place, and the problem of leaving digital footprints for the unscrupulous to exploit is growing. But there is a greater problem of lost identity. Adam was made in the image of God and enjoyed walking with God. He and his wife Eve lived in perfect peace and harmony with each other and the environment. His identity was complete and should have lasted forever. Satan tempted Eve and stole their identity when they disobeyed God. They lost their innocence and inner peace in the perfect environment of Eden. Since then, there has been conflict between husbands and wives, with children and neighbors, and nation against nation. People are experiencing an inner sense of not knowing what life is really about. Nothing gives lasting satisfaction and inner harmony and peace. Many turn to alcohol, drugs, and various forms of pleasure and entertainment to try and fill the void. We have lost the identity God intended us to have. But the good news is that our identity can be restored. We can again find the real meaning and purpose of life and not drift along in an aimless way. The one person who has a perfect identity is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he came down from heaven to restore what he did not take away, our stolen ID. He died on the cross to undo the problem of the sin that Adam had introduced. All can find forgiveness through his sacrifice. He died for us all. When we accept this and trust in him, we experience a newfound peace and rest of heart not previously known. He also gives our lives direction and purpose. We also can know what the future holds, for he holds the future. His gift is eternal life. As one of his children, we have a new and perfect identity.